Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Friday edition of the EFG Daily Commute. I was asked to bring some stuff into my wife at her office today, so I was gifted an extra 15-20 minutes to talk about games while I drove home. So here we are. Not a lot happened yesterday news-wise. It was, obviously lots of stuff happened. There was fallout from this week. One thing that is very interesting is we learned that all the DLC for Anthem is going to be free, which I think is very different than the normal EA. But I'm sure that Amanda and I will talk about that on the next Engage a Family Gaming podcast. But I thought I would do something a little bit different, and I want to talk about the games that I want to play this year. Now, I'm not talking about games that are like that I'm super hyped for. And I'm not talking about the games that are, that I'm super excited about. I'm talking about the games that I really feel like I need to play. And by need, I mean literally N-E-E-D, period. Need to play in order to really kind of myself feel well-rounded regarding the games that, that quote-unquote, the kids these days are playing. The first one is, Minecraft. I really need to play Minecraft. It's not that I haven't played it before. I have. I've started a whole bunch of games. I built a little farm on my old PC, but I really never got into it, in the way that I really feel like I should. I don't understand, the redstone. There's just a lot of details that I do not know or understand. So one thing, and I've talked to my wife about this, I think I'm actually going to put a weekend on the calendar and literally clear the schedule sometime this year and sit down, and from Friday night until Sunday night, I'm going to eat, sleep, and breathe. I'm basically going to do like a weekend LARP of just Minecraft, because I really think I need to understand it better. Minecraft has moved beyond its status as like a game that people talk about to being just a part of society. And it really feels like, I can talk about it and I know why it's interesting and I know why kids love it. But I just don't have that same level of experience and expertise. And so I really need to get into it and learn about it, have my kids teach me and take notes, etc. So that's certainly something that I'm going to be doing, and I really can't wait. The other thing I need to do is I need to play more Fortnite. I think that the Battle Royale genre is a big deal, a lot of games are going to be competing with Fortnite, and I need to play more of it. And more appropriately, I think I need to play more with my kids. It's been a really cool experience just kind of playing with them. And now that we have the ability to play all three of us together across different consoles, I think that'd be great to be able to play a game where there's the three of us just kind of rolling around. And again, this is one of those, I want to learn it so I can have a real depth of understanding when talking about what these games are like and what the tension in that game is like. I don't know how much I want to play by myself, though. Like, I really feel like this is an opportunity to get some really cool experience in the game, but also to really learn about what my kids think and how they play and how the social aspects of that game work. So I'm really, really looking forward to spending more time with that once my kids are less grounded. Because right now, they have, unfortunately, misbehaved enough that Fortnite has been kind of removed from their library for a little bit, but they'll come back. And the third game that I really need to play, I think, is I need to finish a mainline Pokemon game on my 3DS. Specifically, I need to finish Pokemon Sun. There are seven generations of Pokemon games, and I have started games in almost all of them. and I have never finished. So I know a fair amount, but I don't know. I've never taken a game from beginning to end. I've never filled a Pokédex, although I don't know that I really have the ability to do that. And it really feels to me like I'm doing myself a disservice as being, purportedly like an expert in family games and not having finished a Pokemon game. I'm definitely going to finish Let's Go Pikachu, or rather Let's Go Eevee. I'm definitely going to finish that, but that's not one of the true generations. I really do need to go through and start finishing some of these older games. Specifically the earlier generations. I also, on my 3DS, I have a copy of Pokemon Yellow, and I think I really want to put some time into that once I finish Pokemon Sun. Again, this will really give me a broader understanding of, how the games have changed and evolved and how they've stayed the same. And obviously, I want to put some time into Pokemon Generation 8 when the end of the year comes. So, yeah, very excited about Pokemon this year. And the last game that I want to put time into, and this is kind of weird, I think. I want to play Final Fantasy 8 again. I played it. I rolled credits on it. And I played it in college, and I didn't like it, but friend of the show, Anthony John Agnello, and a few other people have really gotten on my case about how maybe I just misunderstood Final Fantasy VIII. And I think that they might be right, because I really hated Final Fantasy VII until I played it, when I had surgery the other year. And now I kind of understand it a little bit better, and I understand why people liked it. So I think I want to give Final Fantasy VIII another shot, just so that I can, revisit it. I talk about how big a Final Fantasy fan I am. I do need to go and, finish, replay through a lot of those games in, the modern era. But I think Final Fantasy VIII is, a very big blind spot for me. So I need to do that. And this is a big one. These are two that I need to play. I don't know if I will, but I really should. Number one, I need to just shut up and finish Chrono Trigger. I need to play Chrono Trigger and finish it. Because this is my secret, and I can't really call it a secret shame because I've talked about it on podcasts. It is my darkest shame that I have never finished Chrono Trigger. I have started it so many times, and I've never finished it. So, I have the DS version. There's no excuse for me to not finish it. I have a DS version. I could play it in bed. I could, there really is no excuse. It's not an impossibly hard game. I just need to shut up and play. And here we are. And the other one, and this is a game that I have literally never even turned on. I haven't played a second of it, but I feel like it's a crime, and that is Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I have never played that game. It is off. There are some folks that say it's a masterpiece, that it's one of the best games ever made. Never finished it. Never played it. And that's crazy to me. But I don't know if I'm ever going to have time. So that's it. Again, this was just kind of meant to be a fun episode. I wanted to talk very briefly about what my, what are the games that I need to play? What does that mean, right? What is a game that you need to play? I mean, for most of us, this is a hobby, right? This is just a thing that we do. But I think that at this point, video games as an art form they exist in such a way that there are some games that you just need to play in order to really appreciate the medium. If you're a movie fan, if you're into cinema and into film and you really want to see the best, then there are certain movies that you just need to have seen. There's the whole Criterion Collection for a reason, right? Those are movies that are objectively well made and, demonstrate techniques that you need to understand in order to really kind of get into it. Same thing with books, right? Like, there are just some books that people need to have read. And especially if they want, if they are interested in kind of broadening their experience with a given medium, right? If all you want to do is read cheesy romance novels or cyberpunk novels, or, you know, if you only want to read Game of Thrones, then by all means, you don't have to. But for those folks that want to broaden their horizons, there certainly are certain things that are just required reading. And I think that this is kind of my required reading list for video games this year. And you know what? I think I'll probably next week put together a list of board games that I need to play this year also, just because I have a number of pretty big blind spots on games, on board games that I haven't played. So I'm going to share this in the EFG community. I would love to hear your thoughts. What are some video games that you feel like you need to play this year? And let's have a chat about that, all right? I do hope you guys have a wonderful day. I will talk to you next week. This has been a special edition of the EFG Daily Commute. And I hope you don't forget to get your family game on. Talk to you soon. Bye.